Sick of paying $100 for groceries and getting nothing but eggs, orange juice, and a paper bag? Then download the Drop app. Drop lets you earn points with your everyday shopping and redeem them for gift cards. Want a free dinner with those groceries? Drop it. How about daily lattes? Drop it. So download Drop today and get $5 just for signing up. Use invite code GETDROP777.
For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG, so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jonathan Strickland, host of the podcast Tech Stuff. I sat down with Sudhin Shahani of Surf Air Mobility, which recently went public. We talked about flying in electric planes and regional air mobility. The future of travel doesn't have to include crowded airports, cramped seats, or long road trips. It can be as simple as using an app to book a short-range flight on an electric plane. Learn more on Tech Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready for a first date can be stressful. What are you going to wear? What are you going to say? And, ugh, you just spilled on your shirt. But hey, at least pre-first date jitters you planned ahead and booked an Uber Reserve ride. Schedule a ride up to 90 days in advance. Plus, drivers will wait up to 15 minutes after the planned pickup time. Let Uber Reserve handle the ride there so you can focus on what to say. Uber Reserve. Get your ride right. See app for details.
So you're commuting to work again. Welcome back. Just take a deep breath and remember, you know how to do this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona and Kona Electric are there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out and relax. Advanced safety and intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist make parking less stressful. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely so the perfect temperature awaits. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Our American Stories, and we tell stories of all kinds here, folks, as you've come to love and know. And we're always trying to get stories in the voice of the person telling them. We try and get out of the way, step as far back as possible. And we love to get stories behind stories. And Brett Favre's life, we've been digging in deep, and this is the fourth part of a five-part series. Brett Favre's life outside of the goalposts, which is what we're interested in here on this show, not Brett Favre, the football star. That's interesting. But who's the man? What's life like before and after? Who were his parents? Where did he grow up? How did he deal with fame and everything after? Here's Brett Favre getting personal about his faith, about humility, and about aging.
And I can't speak for other people, but we tend to lean on God when we need him. Going to rehab, spending time by myself, like open a Bible. God, I need some help. I can't do this alone. And I remember asking people, we still are active in the Catholic Church. In fact, Father Tommy, our priest, is one of our, we take him on vacations and do all kinds of stuff, but like leaning on someone, and I've had enough adversity to walk me through the Bible. You go to rehab three times, you lose your dad. Deanna lost her brother out here on a four-wheeler accident. Yeah, he was 19 years old. Yeah, on my four-wheeler.
Oh,
he was killed, they helicoptered him out of here to the hospital, but I mean, it's bad. You know, so there's enough things that, you know, you go, God, I need some help here. And you do well for a while. And then you slip. And you do well. And you slip. But I think as I've gotten older, I tend to slip maybe less. I look at things differently. I think at 50, I'm a lot wiser than I was at 40, but I'm sure if I make it to 60, I'll be saying, you were a friggin' idiot at 50. You didn't know nothing. And I'm sure that's the cycle that will always be. And I'm talking about just life in general. What we thought was important at 18, at 30 we thought, what were you thinking? And then at 40 you thought, what were you thinking at 30? But I feel like you narrow down as you get older what matters and what it takes to achieve whatever happiness. My faith has gotten better and stronger, but it needs a lot of work. I'm not going to sit here and brag. But I do know that humility is, I had to look it up. I'm thinking one thing and actually what I was thinking, I didn't know how to put it in words, and humility was the word I was looking for. There was a time I thought that it was all about me. But it's like the Oakland game, or my career. You could say the Oakland game is like my career. I was just driving the car, God was telling me where to go, when to stop, when to pass, when to park. And that took a while. I think that goes back to playing 20 years. At 21, I thought, once I got into play, I thought, yeah, I can be pretty damn good. And at 19, 20 years, I'm like, that doesn't matter really. You need to be thankful that God gave you the opportunity. And also, the one thing that I feel really good about is that I made the most of it. I let him down in a lot of ways. That was one of them I didn't let him down. He's like, all right, I gave you a gift. What are you going to do with it? And I actually told my daughter that today. I said, you got a chance, because she didn't play very good last week. They played Friday and Saturday. She played pretty good Friday. Not so good Saturday. She was really down. And she was beating herself up today. And I got to do this. My weight's, I'm overweight. I said, look, here's the reality. And I said, this is the truth. You got a chance next week to redeem yourself. And it starts now. What are you going to do with it? There's going to come a time when it's over. And then what do? So, that's life in general. We have chances to. In fact, I say we. You never know when it ends. My dad died at 56, and that was. I was 32 or 3, and I thought I was. I thought I was really young. Now I'm almost my dad's age. And it's kind of like, buddy, I do the physicals and do all the things I need to do. And he didn't, in spite of me trying to say, Dad, you need to get a physical. He didn't take really good care of himself. He just thought he was going to live forever, That mentality, his age or definitely before him, other generations, I'm sure you say, you need to go see a doctor. Oh, I ain't going to see no doctor. I mean, I don't care how tough you are when it's your time. But he had apparently had two other heart attacks that no one knew. The autopsy showed that there was a massive heart attack. He was driving down the road. Again, he was 56, which, you know, I'm 50 now. 56, don't seem that old. I look up, you know, there was a time 50, was like, he's 50, it's old. Now I'm like, 56, ain't that, you know. But you know, it's really unfair. I look at it as when people are like that, like my dad was, it's really unfair to everyone else that you would be that selfish that you wouldn't take care of yourself. If, you know, do it for the kids or your wife or whatever. If you think about me, you with the kids, if you just neglected, you'd feel terrible. Well, that's what you do when you don't take care of yourself. If you just walked away from them, that's really kind of the same thing. So, I mean, when it's your time, but I'm gonna try to hang on as long as I can.
And you've been listening to Brett Favre, part four of our five-part series about so much, and my goodness, him talking about humility, having to look up the word so that those words could approximate what he was thinking about. Am I good? Looking back at our lives, we can all do that. If we're not, we're really not living right. How we looked and did things 10 years ago, hopefully we're doing better now. We have this five-part series from Brett Favre, and no one has anything like it, and that's what we do here on this show. And whether it's the life of Brett or Henry Ford, where we talk to great historians about him, or the Steinway family, or, my goodness, our Dred Scott on Spike story by George Will about Curt Flood. It's just a beautiful story. Brett Favre's story here on Our American Stories.
Hit play and feel the real with Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds. Breakthrough immersive audio makes all your music feel more natural than ever by taking it out of your head and placing it just in front of you. Like listening without wearing earbuds at all. And the high fidelity audio and world-class noise cancellation are tailored to your ears only. So everything's personalized and hits just as it should. Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds. Dive in deeper at Bose.com/iHeart.
ABC Tomorrow. The Bachelor is entering its golden era with the premiere of The Golden Bachelor. For the first time in the Bachelor franchise history, 72-year-old Gary Turner is setting out to prove it's never too late to fall in love again. Millions are swooning over The Golden Bachelor. The LA Times raves the series is a love story years in the making. Glamour magazine exclaims there's no expiration date on romance. This is must-see TV. The Golden Bachelor premieres tomorrow on ABC and stream next day on Hulu.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar. Aw, Jim.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
We're still on the air.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Inspired by Ubisoft's famous video game series Assassin's Creed and its new game Assassin's Creed Mirage, Echoes of History Baghdad Soundwalks explores the streets of Baghdad during the golden age of the Abbasid Caliphate. Hosts Professor Ali Alomi of the Head on History podcast and Dina Hassanein will take you on a walk across the streets of 9th century Baghdad and dive into the lives of 10 historical characters featured in Assassin's Creed Mirage. New episodes weekly. Listen to Echoes of History, Baghdad Soundwalks on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.